My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It was a hot topic yesterday when Tom Verducci reported that the Orioles, along with the Dodgers, were piecing together trade packages of prospects to get Tarek Skubal. Non-credible sources are out there reporting what kind of deal it could be, and we are not saying by any stretch of the imagination that this is what is going on. But, you know, we just read a couple of tweets, one saying Orioles don't want to get rid of Kobe Mayo in a deal, and I'm like, you need at least Kobe Mayo and Sam Basalo, and if they're not willing to part with players like that, then I'm more than willing to not part with Tarek Skubal. And that's the great part about it, is they don't need to trade him. Their asking price, they're allowed to have a ridiculous asking price. And some Oriole fan posted online, if they're not getting 3 of the top 15 prospects in baseball. And I'm like, cool, you're not getting Tarek Skubal. And that's how you have to operate this thing, right?
You are operating from a position of power.
Yep.
You don't have to do anything if you're the Tigers and Scott Harris. You have the big blue chip here, right? You have the big piece. They're coming to you. And if they don't want to give up anything or enough, that's good. That's fine. I'll stay with what I got. But if you want to be serious about this, if you're the Orioles, yeah, you're going to have to give. And maybe it's just, we don't know what's going down. But, of course, I think every team that comes to the Tigers is going to offer something a little lower and then increase it, right?
Yep.
They don't give their best offer right off the bat.
One wouldn't think. So sit back, wait. If that offer never comes, that's cool too. 248-539-9797. Jake in Wixom. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. Those prospects, it's like they're a bunch of, like, you don't know who they are. Like, you need at least like 3 in the top 15 because you're getting the best pitcher in baseball.
Yep.
And this is my opinion too. It's like if you compare Skubal to like all the other Detroit sports teams, it's like, that's like trading Larkin, Raymond Slider, or trading Cade, or trading Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra. It's like your best players that you're building around. So I don't understand why we would trade them at all.
Well, I mean, it's because the return would be astronomical. I mean, do you understand? Let me ask you this. Would you at least take calls and listen to what people are saying?
Yeah, I would. But I would at least want to hear at least like their best prospects in their system, because you're getting the best pitcher
in
baseball.
Bingo. Look, I pointed this out later, and this is why you have to get multiple elite prospects back, is because you are trading, as you said, the best pitcher in baseball right now, the rarest of commodities under club control for 2.5 more years. And so you, and for what? For prospects that don't all make it. And that's why you need multiple prospects back. I was just laughing today because I was looking at the centerpiece of a prized return was a young catcher. I have to go back and revisit the deal, but Carson Kelly was at once, who's now a catcher for the Tigers, who's, you know, splitting time and is a nice player, but he was once considered a high prospect that was dealt for a veteran player, you know, and he's With all respect, too, he's Carson Kelly. He's helping them, right. But he's not a player that you're building a championship caliber team around. He could be a role player exactly. on that team. But that's
exactly. I agree with you. I don't think we should trade him at all. But I would listen, like you said. But like I need the best players. Like it's because you're getting the best pitcher.
And that's why they're in a great spot if they just want to field calls. Is I'm sure I would imagine Scott Harris is doing a lot of. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're going to have to do better than that. Yeah, we've got an offer better than that already. Yeah, throw in these three as a sweetener, and maybe we can talk. Like, I mean, sure. Ivory in Redford. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you guys.
What's up?
Yeah, so... I love talking about this because I love baseball and I love trades and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it's like, first of all, my first thought is to sign it to an extension. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I understand them wanting to maybe possibly listen. And my thing is the people that do the participation trophy thing and just the fans that just, hey, you can't trade them. Okay, we'll have some reasoning behind, some solid reasoning, more than just holding them up as some participation trophy thing. But then what I was calling really focused was like something you said. You know, I was going through Twitter and I seen this thing. I think it's Ryan Ripken. I don't know if it's Cal Ripken's brother or son or whoever. But anyways, Orioles guy. And, man, the fans got to stop doing this MLB The Show video game stuff. Because if you find his account and you read through all the mentions and stuff like that, these fans that want Scooble for a bag of Planters peanuts crack me up.
The fans of other teams.
Yeah, the Orioles, because it's under his account. So it's an Orioles guy, a bunch of Orioles people. And this, like this one guy says, no Mayo, no Holiday, no Brusello, no Bradford. They can have anything else. I'm like, what do you think you're getting? You think you're getting Javi Baez?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
Yep.
These fans are just and that's the thing. I forgot what your co-host just said, but they're operating from a position of power. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything. They can keep them if they want. They can trade them. I don't want to get into pending free agent or you know anything like that with him. I'd rather if you're going to trade him now while his value is high, but. Look, if you're going to trade him, you've got the best pitcher in baseball. He's got 2.5 years of control. He's been good for 3 years. These fans and these teams, if I'm the Tigers, if we're not starting the conversation with Mayo or Holiday, then kick rocks.
Yeah, no, Ivory, you're right. And it's funny. I found the Twitter account and I'm reading some of this stuff. And you're right. Fans of other teams want to get him cheap. Not a chance. Not a chance. This is probably all an exercise in futility because I don't think a team is going to offer a Godfather deal. I think they're going to try to do market value, and it doesn't really, to me, behoove the Tigers to trade him for market value. Only for not only above market value, but potentially way above market value. And that's fine. Have you ever put a house on the market just to see what it would get? Have you ever had a vacation home that you listed just to see what offers would come in? You don't necessarily want to move or sell your vacation home, but let's see what I'll get it appraised and see what it's worth. That's what they should be doing with Scooble.
I don't even think they're listing their house, Doug. I think they're just sitting there and someone's coming up to your front door and knocking. Hey, would you be interested in selling your house? No, yeah. Not really. Well, I'm willing to offer you 3 times the value. Now I'm listening. You know, like I didn't have it on the market. I didn't put it on Zillow.
Yeah.
I don't have a sign out front. But you just offered me a pretty ridiculous deal and now I'm listening. The Tigers are kind of in that situation. You and I don't want to trade Tarik Skubal. But you can't ignore the value he has. Part of that value is having 2.5 years of control. That puts the market value even higher, Doug. So whatever the market value is, multiply it. Because I think that is a huge difference here. He's not a rental player,
nope.
You know?
Nope.
And I just can't get over the fact, like, I know it's a different sport, but The Rams wanted Matthew Stafford because they thought he could win them the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Look what the Lions did with the resources they got in return. If the Orioles think Scooble can help them win the World Series, give me the stuff I need to make my run coming up in the next few years.
Them
right?
Prospects.
Exactly.
That's what it would be.
And you and I aren't talking single A guys. We're talking guys that are going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, close.
If not this year.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.